Good morning. It is a lovely Tuesday morning and it is 20 to 10. I'm Charlene Saker and the host of the show Restoring Hope. I'm with you every Tuesday and Thursday between 9:30 and 11. Now, on the show Restoring Hope, I love having honest conversation. We just so need practical wisdom and biblical wisdom so that we can grow in maturity and we can really walk into this freedom and live in this freedom that God intended for us. Now, this month we've been talking about mental health and it's really just been a conversation about how we need to remove the stigma around mental health, that it's okay to sometimes have a hard time and also understand that there's a biological element, that it's not just weakness or I can't control my emotions, that when it comes to mental health, there's a real physiological element. We would not feel shame going to the doctor for a broken leg or for our thyroid or whatever it is. We would feel like that is necessary. And so let's remove the stigma around the conversation. Let's understand that we were created as whole beings, mind, body, soul, and let us allow God to work in all parts of our lives. So I hope you'll join me in this conversation today. Today we're going to get a bit more practical and talk a bit about how we can ask for help. What are some of the important things to remember when reaching out for help? And how can we be brave as we step out and say, hey, I need help. I'm not okay. And I want to live, I want freedom for my life. I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to just explain, as we talk about mental health, just a little bit about what I mean when I talk about mental health. Because maybe you don't have the same idea or the same context as I do when I talk about this. And I'm not a medical health professional, and so I'm going to do my best to just explain from my experience and from my experience in relationships that I've had. Now, when we talk about mental health, we are talking about emotional health, but also brain health. And so there's a wide spectrum when we talk about this. There are people with very severe disorders and illnesses that can actually be diagnosed from brain scans. In other words, it is not just a weakness or a something that they can change. Sometimes people have a real biological problem in their brain, an imbalance of chemicals. So that is one category. That could be perhaps a bipolar disorder or depressive disorder, maybe ADHD. There are real conditions, maybe more severe conditions like schizophrenia and whatever the case may be. Now, I'm not even really talking about that, because obviously if you have a severe disorder that is incapacitating you, you need to go and pursue professional help. And I want to talk a bit about recognizing the signs. Maybe you are quite highly functional. You have a job, you do what you need to do every day, but you're struggling. You're having a hard time. It's harder. It feels harder than it needs to be. And maybe you feel overwhelmed. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by very little. I often feel like that. I feel that I work half day and then I go and be with my kids and I feel like it's manageable, but I often feel overwhelmed and it feels like too much. Maybe you feel overstimulated and you feel like it's just too much to carry. Maybe you feel a sense of panic and anxiety for something small. Maybe you feel like you want to escape your life, not maybe suicidal, but you feel like you just want to escape into your phone, playing games, watching series. You don't want to think about life. It could be that you feel burnt out. Maybe there's a lot of strain in your relationships. Maybe there's addictive behaviors that you fall to just because you want to cope. And so there's a wide range of these things. And so if any of this applies to you, and it might be seasons in your life, it might be that it's been like this for a long time, I can relate to a lot of these things at one or other point in my life. And so if that is you, then this is the conversation for you, because we're talking about how we can find freedom and be healthy mentally so that we can do what we need to do. And it's not perfect, and it's not a perfect process, but there's more freedom that we can have in that. Now, we spoke about recognizing the signs that you need a bit of support. Now, I want to say just that it's sometimes very hard for people to go and pursue help, because maybe you're in a position of leadership, you have people looking up to you, maybe you feel like it's too expensive, or you feel that it's just not that bad. Now, I'm a firm believer, and I didn't always believe this, but I'm a firm believer that it is better to be proactive about our mental health. And so we have a lot. If you can imagine that we've got this backpack on as we go through life, every conflict we have, every tough situation, maybe we have a lot of debt, and it's a lot to carry, and it's all these rocks that go into this backpack, and we have a lot to carry. And so getting help, going for counseling, or having an intentional conversation with someone, a coach, a psychologist, is really just to offload that backpack. Sometimes all we need is to talk about things and process it. And so when I talk about mental health support, that is what I'm talking about. Conversations. If it's very severe, then that goes into the realm of doctors and biology and having medication, that kind of thing. But for the most part, a lot of the time, it's a road that we need to walk with someone. And it is a constant thing that we have to keep going back to. How am I doing? How am I feeling mentally? Am I carrying things that are making this backpack too heavy? Today we're talking a lot around how we can ask for help. And we know that we need to remove the stigma and the shame, and know that we are whole beings that need to be taken care of. And we spoke about the signs that you're not doing well. It's not always obvious, and it doesn't have to be severe. I think that's the problem, is that we often wait until we genuinely are not coping to go and ask for help, or we're forced to. But what if we lived where we actually took care of it, like we would go to gym and exercise? Maybe you're not going to go to therapy 3 times a week, but you're going to maybe schedule something once a month just to process life and offload and whatever it is that you need. But I think it should be a part of our lives, the same way we take care of our bodies, we take care of our minds. And we can ask God to go on that journey with us. We can ask God for wisdom. The Bible says that over and over, that when we need wisdom, we can ask Him. And so we can engage that part of ourselves when we talk to God. And I think the first starting point, because I think that's the big question, is what is the starting point? And that, I think, is to be honest with yourself. It is a hard thing, and I know because I've been through this, it is a hard thing to admit to yourself, and especially to someone else, that, hey, I think I need a bit of extra help. I'm not coping on my own. I feel too overwhelmed. I feel too heavy and anxious, and I don't want this to go any further. It is very hard to admit that, because once you admit that, you have to do something about it. Sometimes it's easier to just pretend like it's not an issue and almost sweep it under the rug. And so this is a tough one, but the first thing that you need to do is to say, hey, I don't think that the way that I'm living is healthy. I don't think that these patterns and these behaviors are good for me and good for the people around me. And that is the important thing to also understand, is that we're doing this for the people around us as well. The best thing that we can do to love people, the people around us, is to take care of ourselves. And I believe that more than ever. If you're a parent, if you're a leader, no matter what position you're in, you need to take care of yourself first, because we are actually no good to anyone if our basic needs are not met. And we've often had it the other way around, that, and this is not, this doesn't contradict serving one another, but we need to first make sure that those things are in place. And that way we are strong enough to actually support the people around us. This is an important thing for us to really understand. Now, I mentioned that we are whole beings. We were created mind, body, and spirit. And so there are different elements to the kind of help that we would need. And I want to say one thing and then explain a bit more. But it is almost never just one area that needs to be worked on. And it almost never all happens at the same time. In my journey, I grew up in church and I prayed and I cried out to God, and all I wanted was for me to have more freedom and to almost clear this confusion in my head. Only later on in my life, when I went to a psychologist, and she loves Jesus, and she also had a good perspective on this whole being idea. But then I realized, oh wow, I've had ADD my whole life, and I didn't know it. And that was part of why I was feeling the way that I was, because I didn't understand myself. I didn't understand how my brain worked. And so I went through this process, a practical process, of actually getting my mental health and my physical health in order. There was issues with my thyroid that was causing a lot of the depressive symptoms. And so once I had gotten a bit stronger in that area, I realized, okay, I need to work a bit on the spiritual side now, because I realized that I was almost overcorrecting and getting too into the practical and forgetting that I need to also trust God. And so it's hard, because people want to have a perfect answer. You want to put it in a box. This is a mental problem, or this is a spiritual problem. But it's almost never like that. We are in this world and in our bodies, and it's a messy process. There are parts of us that need a certain kind of help or another kind of help. And so sometimes it is that you actually just need more friendship in your life. Maybe you're just feeling lonely, and maybe you're keeping things in, and so being more in community will actually help you. Perhaps there is professional help that is needed, and maybe you do need spiritual support. Maybe you need to go back to the Word and go and rediscover God as your Father, because maybe you are trying to win His approval because you don't fully understand deep in your heart that you are loved. And maybe it is practical. Sometimes we're not sleeping enough. There's more than enough studies and proof that not sleeping causes depressive symptoms. There are studies done that even sugar creates certain kind of mental health issues, causes depressive symptoms. And so let us consider our whole beings and really think, What is it that I need? And what's the first thing I need? You have to start somewhere. Coming to the end of this conversation around asking for help. And so if we can get really practical now, let's talk about what is the first steps. Now, this is really just my view. I think every person's situation is so unique to them. And so I would never say that there is a perfect following steps that you have to follow to get help. But the first thing I would say, and you can ask God to show you, because He cares about our physical health and our mental health as well. It is something that we can ask Him. And so ask God to show you who you can reach out to. You don't have to talk to the whole world. You don't have to expose yourself to the whole world. But have a coffee with someone that you trust, someone that is going to be honest with you, not someone who's going to tell you, no, man, you're fine, or someone who's going to make it worse, perhaps not a family member. Family members are often very, very tough to talk to because they're not objective. They sometimes they feel too bad for you, and so they're not going to give you honest advice, because I think the first step is really to have that conversation with someone and say, hey, what do you see? This is how I feel. What do you see in my life? Maybe there's some unhealthy patterns. Maybe it is as simple as just being more disciplined with your sleep and your diet. Perhaps it is that you need to take it one step further. In my case, it was a conversation I had with a friend where she said, the way you're talking is worrying me. I think you need help. It was actually a friend who actually stood in the gap for me and was brave enough to be honest with me. And so let's be proactive and actually reach out to people. And again, ask God to show you who. And then commit to the process. Once you're in it, you have to be in it. But what is important there is to have a goal. For me, the goal at the time was, I want to be a good mom to my kids. They deserve to have a healthy mom. And so I need to be healthy for them. I don't want them growing up with a mom who's checked out because she's too depressed. And I want to be there. I want to be present. And so whatever the motivation, and it might change, the goal might change. For me now, it's I wanna be a good steward of this life that God's given me. Because it matters, it's important, and I want to be faithful to God. And so find that goal, find that motivation that excites you about the future. What could life look like if I worked on this, if I grew in this area? And so as we say goodbye, I want to encourage you to, one, be honest with yourself, to be proactive. Don't wait until you really can't function anymore. See it as a thing that you do as part of your lifestyle, taking care of your mental health the same way you would do for your body and for your spirit, man. And so make sure that you are putting effort into considering what's happening with my emotions, what am I carrying, what is underneath some of my behaviors. Perhaps I'm more anxious and stressed than I think, and maybe something needs to change. Sometimes it's as simple as a practical solution. So really, really consider your whole being. And then also ask God to show you what it is you can work on. Maybe it is, again, something so simple that could be adjusted. And maybe it is that you just need an outlet. Maybe you need to talk to someone who will allow you to just offload, but also will give you good advice. And that is the final thing, is go and find someone that you can talk to, that you can walk a road with. It might need to be a professional, like a psychologist or a coach or whatever it may be. But maybe it's just a good friend, someone that is going to be honest and is going to walk that road with you. Because, again, it is about our freedom, ultimately. Proverbs 27 verse 9 says, "The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense." And so that is what I want. I want good counsel from someone who knows me. And I want to grow in maturity so that I can really live this life that God has for me, that I can steward this beautiful life that I've been given. That is all from me, Charlene Saker, for today. Stephen Jeffrey will be with you next. I hope you have a lovely day.